Hi, I'm Peggy. I'm a mother of a little girl who is amazing, but also drives me crazy. In this insane adventure of motherhood, I've also been discovering out who I am. I'm not the person I was, and I'm finding out who that is exactly. Motherhood is a journey, and every single one of us does it differently. And let's be real. Does anyone really know what they're doing? Because I don't. So join me. Let's laugh and cry together. Welcome to the Lion's Nest Podcast. Hi. Welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I am feeling good. I said that last week. but you know, anything can change in a week. And sometimes that happens. but I'm still feeling pretty good. I remember being done with last week's episode, and I was gonna say face planted. That's like not the right word, but I smacked my head a little because I was like, oh man, like I talked all these things about having the right mindset and blah, blah, blah. And like, I was like so, so positive. And I was just like, oh, I can't wait for this. And I can't wait for that. And I honestly forgot to talk about like one of the most important things. And it was that not all my mindsets are in the same place, I think, right? So like my motivation and mindset for working out and getting healthier is like on this really great level. Like I am hyped up, I'm pumped. Like when my 4:30 a.m. alarm goes off, like it sucks, but I'm not mad and I'm not like regretting it or like convincing myself I don't need it. I mean, there are times when I'm like, your bed sounds way better. But I have like a really good mindset about that whole thing. And I know it's a long haul and I know that I have progress to be made there. But what I totally forgot to talk about was that my mindset the other day with like being a mom was like not great. I, you know, as a mom, you love your child no matter what. You would literally do anything for them. But there are some days when like my mindset as being a mom is not great. Like you're overstimulated. You're like feeling like your plate is too heavy and you're bearing all this load that like is tough. And so the week prior, I don't want to say that I was like not a great mom, because I don't think that's a very good way to say that. I think I'm always a good mom, but my attention was not where I think it maybe should have been, or like I was a little bit impatient, or I just felt like I was feeling, you know, overwhelmed, or just like it was a lot. And that happens. And I mean, even though I'm only a mom of one, like it's still like things add up, like the constant like figuring out what class she's going to go into, or like what activity she's going to do next, getting her to school, making sure that she's not just doing, you know, things at school, but she's doing things at home. And, you know, did I put on the TV too much? Am I paying attention enough? Like, I think I did say no, like a bunch last week to things that I probably should have said yes to, you know? And obviously that's like mom guilt that comes later. But my mindset would just kept being like, ugh, this is hard for me. Or like, you know, like it was just one of those weeks where things were tough. Like, and I sat down and started a puzzle, and like Sawyer kept asking me like, when are you going to be done with that? You know, like, can we play, I forget what she said, superheroes or something. And I was just like, yeah, we'll play when I'm done. But obviously starting a 1,000-piece puzzle, you're not going to be done. And she doesn't understand that. And I kind of like kept using that like, well, I'm not done. And she kept being like, I just don't get it. Like, why aren't you done? You know, she doesn't understand a puzzle either. And then I like looked at the clock and I was like, oh no, I have to I have to cook dinner. I was like, I have to stop this and cook dinner. And she's like, so we're not going to play superheroes? And I was like, no. I was like, you need to do that with your dad, which like I knew Luis wasn't going to be home in time to do that. And she kind of got over it. But then it's like, as I was cooking dinner, I was just like, I just didn't have the energy to put forth to like play that game or do that. Like, it was nice to kind of have the puzzle to like soothe my mind. Also, while she was, I mean, it was nice because we weren't watching TV. We weren't like, you know, just like sitting on the couch. Like, we were chatting the whole time and she was playing by herself. Like, she was using her imagination. But I think because she is an only child, she relies on me so much for entertainment. Unlike when we're with her cousins or something like that, like, or a friend, like, she doesn't come near me. She doesn't need me, you know, because she's entertained with them. But since it's just her and I so often, it's just constant attention and constant, I need this from you, you know? And I get it. I get why she needs that, but it still doesn't mean it's not hard or exhausting, especially when I feel like I'm already spent so many other ways, you know, emotionally on my own mental health and then her mental health and then just like everything that comes with life, right? You know, I'm like the caretaker of the household. So it's like doing the dishes and cleaning the house, which I've like completely avoided, and doing the laundry, just, you know, things like that, going grocery shopping and then paying the bills and then keeping track of my own stuff. And like, there's just a constant running list, you know? So then also being the main source of entertainment for a now 5-year-old is tough. So I just wanted to put that out there that like, yes, I was so pumped up on the motivation and everything that I was talking about, but it doesn't mean that it's all perfect and sunshine and rainbows. Like, I'm here to show you that like you can have multiple levels of confidence and multiple levels of tiredness and just all of that, right? Like, we're all we all have layers, right? That's what I'm trying to get at. It's like we all have layers to us and none of it is perfect and none of it is just one note either. You know, there's nothing wrong with having multiple areas in your life where one part is going really great and the other part is going not so great. So I never want to only show the highlight reel, you know, because none of us are that all the time. So, but now it's official. I have a 5-year-old and I mean, she's always been mature. So I always already see her as 5, but like, I just want to say like, we had this party for like her, cause she has so many cousins, right? Like, she's the oldest at 5 and it goes down like to a 4, 3, 2 2-year-olds and a 8-month-old or something like that. And then there's another 3-year-old in there too, actually, but he lives in another state. But and there's like one on the way. So Sawyer has so many cousins, like so many cousins. And we invited them and then we went to like a indoor trampoline place. And then we had enough room in like this package I got her to invite some friends from school. And then she has one friend, like one of our best friends has a daughter who's exact same age. And so she basically had like include with her cousins and friends. She had like 10 friends with her. And, this place was great. Like, it was amazing. They got 1 hour of jumping and then they had pizza and then we did cake. And there was this employee who came in and out and like helped us out. And like, it was so nice. But holy moly, our kids' parties a shit show. Like, this is like the first time I've ever done something like this. We'd never even been invited. I mean, other than like family parties, we'd never really done parties like this. And so I wasn't really sure what to expect. And I don't think any of the other people had really done something like this either, because they had asked, they're like, oh, I wasn't really sure, you know, how this works. And I was like, me either. But like, because Sawyer's the birthday girl, like she everyone obviously wanted to play with her. And I think like some of, because she normally, like a couple of them, you know, are in her class. So they understand like playing with her and sharing her somewhat, but like her friend and her cousins, like it was just like pulling Sawyer all the way, Sawyer, Sawyer, Sawyer. And they were running around and two of the little girls like were holding her hand and they were running together. And like, it was so sweet. And also like so funny because it was just like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was just like a train of like, ooh, and everyone was like back and forth. And I'd be like, wait, I'd be like, wait, where's this other kid at? And we're like looking for them. You know, all the parents stayed and stuff. But, and then I guess because I just didn't know, I didn't know what to do, but I was like, I think it's nice, like, to open presents and like see, you know, say thank you to someone who got it for you and stuff. And so we ate pizza and then, I was like, okay, let's do presents. And like the kids wanted to give her a present, but then like open it for her. And so Sawyer was like, oh, and then the kids were just like opening it with her. Like each kid who got her the present, like opened it for her. And so it was kind of like crazy. And like Sawyer's such a good sport. Like she wasn't mad at all. Like she honestly kind of just like let them do it. She was like, oh, okay. But I felt like that could have been like a disaster because that's like a kid's favorite part, right? Is like opening the present. And so I just was like, and you know, I'm not gonna tell other kids like, hey, quit doing that or anything. I did tell one kid and I said it jokingly, but the kid was like, oh, I don't really like this. And it was like something because I'd given like these little goodie bags for them to take home. And he was like, I don't really like this. And I was like, oh, that's okay. I was like, give it to your mom or whatever. And then I was like, or just like be thankful. And I laughed and me and the mom laughed about it. But it was just like cracking me up because kids are so funny. They're just so honest, right? They're just like the bags I had out were like green and pink. And one little girl sat down and she had a green bag in front of her. And she's like, I wanted pink. And I was like, well, they all have this. I just said, sure, no problem. I was like, but they all have the same stuff inside. Like, you know, kids are just like crazy honest and just they don't care like at all. They'll just say whatever they think and that's it. But so that part was like really crazy. And then cake was fine. And then it was over. So it was very quick. Like it was max 2 hours. And everyone kind of stayed like after. I mean, the pizza presents cake part was like maybe 30 minutes. So really everybody left and we had 15 minutes. And we were kind of like making sure we had everything out of the room. And then that was it. Like it was great. It was so fast. And because Luis originally was like, oh, should we like invite people back to our house? And I was like, no, like, and we had done it at 5 o'clock on a Sunday. So, like that was kind of my intention. Like everybody will jump and be crazy and then go home and go to bed. And at the end he like looked at me and he was like, oh, I'm really glad that it was like this, like quick and easy and out. And it was wonderful. Sawyer had a blast. She was so tired afterwards and she has had like so much fun. It's just sweet to see that kids like love her so much. You know, she's very, I think she's like compassionate and friendly. And so I think that draws the other kids to her. And it was just kind of fun to see it like in person and having them just run around and be crazy. It was just so exhausting, even though I didn't do any of that running or jumping. Like I was just kind of like obviously the host, but it makes you tired watching kids do that. And then the next day after her party, she, her cousin has, who turned two, had a party, at like a different jumping place. It wasn't a trampoline place. It was like a bounce house place. And so then that one was just cousins. So that was really fun. And she then kind of got to spend some extra time with them that she kind of didn't get to do at her own party. So that was really fun. And she was just like red in the face. She was running around so much. And like, that place was like a little more laxed, like, than the place I went. So they had pizza and then Sawyer was like, took two bites. She goes, so can I go play or what? And I was like, I guess. I was like, I don't know. This place is different. So she just like went back out with her other cousin. They were just running around. And again, they were like, Sawyer, running around. It was so, so sweet. But I think my brain's also – so, like, I went from that exhausting week of already kind of, like, feeling – and I think, like, preparing for her birthday and, like, doing all those things and, like, just life in general. Like, Sawyer and I are taking a vacation soon, just her and I, to see a friend. And so I think my brain is just like a mile a minute. And then with her birthday coming up, I felt like I wasn't doing very much, but I had like a running list in my head, and then the parties. And so I do think I'm very exhausted. And when me and Sawyer go on our little trip to see my friend and her kid, it's going to be so, so much needed. I'm very looking forward to that. So I think that's another thing, is I think I'm just feeling like mentally exhausted. And then I think on top of it is because I still do work part-time, and my job, while I mean I do stand on my feet a lot of the day, it's also very mentally and emotionally exhausting. And so, and I am definitely like an empath, I guess, where like sometimes I just really take on people's energies and feelings and like, you know, sharing and listening, and it can be a lot. And so I don't know if like that's adding to my brain, but I'm tired. That's, I think that was a long-winded way to say that. Like, I am very exhausted. But that's okay. I'm okay running off of tiredness, but I do think that I'm going to need to, like, after my vacation, I'm trying to like clear my brain while I'm there. It'll be really wonderful. It's just going to be me and Sawyer and my friend and her daughter, because her husband's out of town for a little bit. And so we're having like this girls weekend, and a very chill one, like, since we have children, it'll be so nice. And so I am just looking for like a little bit of a reset, and then to come back and have more of a clear mind. I have been really neglecting like the furniture thing after I sold that one dresser that was like so beautiful. I have two projects I really need to finish out in the garage. And then I have a project for ourselves that I'd like to do, which I think will be pretty easy. But as the weather is getting warmer, I really want to get back in the gear of doing that. And so I can't even get words out. Also, I have a lot of goals this like spring to like be outside more with Sawyer, like just doing things outside and being more in the fresh air. I'm someone who can do a lot of things, but then also do absolutely nothing, right? Like, sit on the couch and just veg out. Like, I love that. And sometimes it's needed. I think that everyone needs a, like, whatever is relaxing to you type of day. And couch and movies is, like, one of my things. Even, like, it doesn't matter what the weather is. It could be hot. It could be cold. Doesn't matter. I will do that any time of year. But I want to try to maybe just, like, relax outside. And you know, we did it a lot last year. Like, I would let Sawyer like be on her bike, and we would lay outside, or like when it was hot, she had like a splash pad and I laid outside. So I want to do that more for sure. And then we're planning a trip to Disney World. I don't know if I mentioned that already, but we're planning a trip to Disney World with our one of our best friends and his daughter, who is the same exact age as Sawyer. And so that is going to be really fun, and I am really looking forward to that. I've never been to Disney World. Luis has never been to any, so I think that'll be interesting for him. I think Sawyer's going to love it. She's so funny, because I think that she does get a little nervous, right? Like, she gets when it comes to heights and different things. But I do think she also is adventurous, and she will try things. But I think that, because I love rides, so I think if I'm like, let's do it, I think she'll be pretty inclined to do things. So I think it's going to be really fun. And I'm sure I will have to have like an episode or two dedicated to that, because we'll be gone for like a week. And that'll be the end of June, which in Florida is going to be so hot. Like so hot. I think it's like always hot in Florida, I feel like. Parts of it, right? But yeah. Do you guys have summer plans? Like, what do you want to do this summer? Do you have like goals of things you want to do more of? Like just being outside or gardening or taking a walk or whatever. I want to take more walks and I want to go hiking more. Luis and I used to hike a lot before. I think we had like 2 years where we like hiked all the time. Luis got really into hiking. Like he thought he was going to be doing like overnights, which I think he probably still will one day. But he was like, Luis is very much someone who is like full speed ahead. Like he just says, oh, I decided I want to do this. And then he's just like, zoop. Like he does do research, but sometimes it's like just so much at once where I'm like, you got to slow it down. I feel like I'm always telling him like, that's not realistic, man. Like you can't do that. which I think he needs. I think that's why we work so well together, because not that I'm like bringing him off of his like high horse, but I'm just like, okay, like let's be more realistic about what's happening here. but we did a lot of hiking. And so I definitely, now that Sawyer's like, we would do smaller things, but now that she's older, I think it'd be really fun to do those things with her too. So I know we want to do more of that. Oh, and then also, I'm really working out. So I made a sticker of the Get the Fries. If you haven't heard that episode, you should go back. And if you want more details on understanding the term Get the Fries, please message me. I would love to explain it more. But I made a sticker for it, or like a design, right? But I have no idea if I want to do the whole like print it out myself and then like people purchase them and then I send them out, or if there's some way to have like a third party do it where like I just set up an Etsy shop and then it gets printed off and sent to you. My goal would be to create like a sticker set, like something that says like progress, not perfection, Get the Fries. And then like, I don't know. Oh, what's meant to be is meant to be. I say that a lot. You know, just a couple things that are like you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. Like that's another one I think would be great. But I just don't, when it comes to like using the computer, I'm a little slow. So if you have any advice on where I should be able to print these things out or get a third party person that's not going to cost me too much money to do it, please send that my way. Please. I would love to know. I'm also thinking about creating like some printable just downloads of those things as well. Like where like I create the design and then it gets printed out. Like you would purchase the PDF and print it out and frame it yourself kind of thing. Or like use it as like a background or whatever. That's another thing I'm working on. But yeah, so my goal this also in the next 6 months is to like set up this Etsy shop. I think that'd be really fun and a kind of a cool way to also kind of like get like some merch in a way out. I mean, I'm on my third year here and I feel like that would be so fun. So tell me your thoughts on that. Tell me what you think about that. Also tell me if you're also overwhelmed and feeling like you need a vacation, or just not even a vacation, maybe just like something, you know, like that whole self-love practice where it's like, this is for me and I need this, even if it's only a couple of hours or whatever it is. You got to do it for yourself. But talk to me about it. I have a wonderful email that you can talk to me about this on, in, through, thelionsnestpodcast@gmail.com. I have an Instagram, Peggy.Palacios. And of course I have the TikTok, Peggy Palace. Still not sure what to do with the TikTok. If you have advice on that, that's really fine. Oh, I also discovered something called CapCut. Have you heard of this? And it's like an editing program. And it's pretty cool. Because now it like makes sense to me, because I will see people on Instagram or TikTok like do these like trendy things. And I'm like, how did you create this? Like, how did you do this? Like, I don't understand. And then I discovered this app, and I would assume that this is what a lot of people are using to do these things. So if I figure it out enough, be ready for some pretty cool reels. Yeah. Anyways, I hope this episode made sense. I think I was kind of all over the board. Maybe, you know, I'm like, I'm in a good mood, but I'm also extremely emotional. That's kind of like where this was. Maybe a tad of a roller coaster. But that's life, and that's what's going through my brain. So welcome to that. And I'm so happy you're here. And I thank you. Thank you for listening. Every download is appreciated, and I would love to connect with more of you, so please don't be afraid to reach out. I'd love to hear stories from you, whether you want them shared or not. They do not have to be shared, but if you have something, I'd love to hear it. I think what I'm finding out more and more is that the overwhelmingness of life and motherhood is completely normal. Right? Because I think mom guilt's a hard thing that makes people think they shouldn't feel those things of like, oh, I'm overstimulated, because most people get overstimulated. But when you're a mom, you can't quit or you can't just go in your room and be by yourself. Like, those things don't really exist. So it's normal if you're feeling that. And I just want to put that out there. Like, your feelings are valid. So remember that. Tool in there, and I'll be back next week. I hope you have the best day. Bye.